We need to acknowledge another scandal this morning that raises the question of the human frailties of popular puppets. Kevin Clash, the Sesame Street Muppet captain who's played Elmo for nearly 30 years, has been accused of having a relationship with a 16-year-old. Clash admits to a prior relationship with the accuser, but insists it was consensual. And when the accuser was of age, Clash made a decision yesterday to take a leave of absence from Sesame Street to deal with the accusations. And Sesame Workshop had this official statement: "We took the allegation very seriously, took immediate action, met with the accuser twice, had repeated communications with him. We met with Kevin, who denied the accusation. We also conducted a thorough investigation and found the allegation of underage conduct to be unsubstantiated." Now, we don't know the precise truth here, but what are fans of Elmo to make of accusations about his puppeteer? What is the human piece and what is the fantasy piece of a character like Elmo? Mark Sussman is a puppeteer, a theater artist, and a professor at Concordia University in Montreal. He's also the co-founder of Great Small Works, a Jim Henson Award-winning theater collective in New York. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So how do you entwine the behavioral lapses or allegations of a puppeteer with a very, very popular puppet character who is almost like a family companion?
Well, puppetry is a very interesting art form, I think. It's a very complicated relationship between the performer and the puppet. There's a lot of different kinds. As you know, it's an ancient art form that's found everywhere in the world. In the case of a puppet character like Elmo, I think it's a very complicated technical, physical, and at times maybe psychological relationship between the performer and that character who's known far and wide. I think that puppetry is always about a kind of transformation. So there's more than just that set of technical skills that Kevin Clash has. Obviously, he's a very, very skilled and amazing artist. But I don't think we need to necessarily think about his personal life when we see that character.
Well, let's talk about what was also said by Sesame Workshop. There was some discussion that, well, you know, other people could play Elmo. You know, there are other voices for Elmo. It doesn't necessarily imply that Kevin's personal life would have any impact on Elmo, the character. Can you separate? Can you have somebody else do Elmo? Could you have somebody else do Lamb Chop? You know, and I'm really dating myself, but
I remember Lamb Chop.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess, you know, as we saw with the character of Kermit, Steve Whitmire took over the role of Kermit and performs him beautifully and has for quite some time. But I think in the case of Kevin, I think we're seeing a sort of manufactured scandal. I mean, I don't think we would think one way or another if he were to return to the role, and I hope he will. I think the millions of kids who think of Elmo as a friend, as a teacher, as a companion, I don't think they're going to think one way or another about who's performing. You know, Sesame Street falls into, I guess, what I think of as one of two genres of puppetry. Very crudely, there's the kind where you see the performer and the kind where you don't, right? There's a lot of,
right.
We can think of the performers in Julie Taymor's work in The Lion King or Bread and Puppet Theater's work in the streets of New York City as examples of puppetry where you see the performer, and what we love about it is sort of seeing the work that goes into making those characters or those figures come alive. And in the case of Sesame Street, we see a different kind. We see something where the artistry is meant to be concealed, where the frame of the TV is around Kermit, Bert and Ernie, Elmo, and we just want to see them. We don't want to know about what goes into producing those characters. And both are valid, and I think in the case of Elmo, that's offstage business.
And Elmo's identity, I mean, the takeaway here is Elmo's identity is what you see and not any of the business that goes on with his creator. And we, of course, hope that the allegations stay where they are as of today. Mark Sussman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mark Sussman is a puppeteer, theater artist, and professor at Concordia College University in Montreal.